Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, so I want to cover a post I found on the MGTOW subreddit with the same title as this video. And here's what someone named Project at Evans Gate has to say, and I quote, "MGTOW is the life raft and the boat. It saves and yet it drives. Inner peace, knowledge, community, and an impact that only the future can see. The backbone of MGTOW is the mind, human nature, female nature, evolutionary psychology, and such. Not only do we understand female nature, but being MGTOW, you have to understand your own. You have to understand the dangers your nature can bring you towards. The instincts that blind humanity. The ideology is very informative and critical because it teaches us things that society never would. And once you start getting more and more into the knowledge, things start adding together, like puzzle pieces. You start to see things that you never saw before, or rather that they didn't want you to see before in some cases. MGTOW knowledge will assist you in every breath until your last one. We start to understand things for what they are. We are told from birth what success is. You need the hottest woman, the fanciest sports car, the biggest house, the best jewelry, the biggest wallet, or else you're a failure. We're told to consume all these things until they consume us. The powers that be play into our own nature. MGTOW for me is enough. My inner peace, my happiness, my soul is enough. Because none of these other distractions that are pushed onto us ever will be. Traditionalism has been destroyed by the same evil that is destroying the West. Values and morals are forgotten. The masses listen to music with no meaning other than toxicity and hate. The media lies and lies and manipulates. Corporations and institutions spread their wokeness and people believe it is genuine and beneficial. People don't care much for introspection, as they would rather frantically search for a reason to protest and cause havoc in the streets, and spread vitriol for the sake of it, for the sake of organizations that don't care about them. Big tech companies silence and censor the public as different ideas are no longer allowed. The middle class is being destroyed. Women and men have resorted back to their cave instincts because the culture has changed to deem it fit once again. It's easiest to control those that have been reduced into emotional primates. Hypergamy, pride, and greed spreads rampant. And then people wonder why men go MGTOW. There's nothing for us. MGTOW is self-preservation. MGTOW saves lives. I know it saved mine. MGTOW in a way is taking action by doing nothing. But that nothing is everything. Men are treated horribly but keep countries going. We have considerable power and going MGTOW is a recognition of this. As MGTOW spreads, significant changes will occur in society that will no longer be able to be ignored. Leaving the game entirely is a strategic move, because the game relies on us playing it. When you go your own way, the game gets angry. When feminists go their own way, they are applauded. So what's really going on here? Isn't it funny how feminists hate MGTOW too, yet they all want the same power and benefits in society, but none of the burdens such as getting drafted into the battlefield? We are essentially living through a gynocentric coup. MGTOW has found a hidden double standard that we should continue to use to our advantage. What if all you need is MGTOW? MGTOW is truth and enlightenment, freedom. Realize your own validation. Realize self-worth. MGTOW is open when you're ready to arrive, as we once did. This is how we will all win," unquotes. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation and thanks to Project Evans Gate for summing up our philosophy. I'll get to my thoughts about his words in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Scars Arena.
Scars Arena Chlorophyll Complex Gummies is a maximum strength sunshine formula, a plant-powered energy source of phytonutrients, a powerful antioxidant that enhances overall well-being, oxygenates our body and boosts the immune system and energy levels. At 9,000 milligrams of nutrient-rich chlorophyll per bottle, 200 milligrams per serving, with zinc chloride, pH buffer electrolytes, and 10,000 IUs of D3, the sunshine nutrient with vitamin K2 and K7, a formula to help you drive nutrients in your body, to help you sleep well, breathe deep, move more, and feel good.
Anyways, now back to women in consumer culture trying to stop male enlightenment from MGTOW Clown World Show. Evan said something interesting when he said that MGTOW is all about males understanding both female nature and their own. It's like that line from Sun Tzu where he said this, and I quote, "If you know the enemy and you know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle," unquote. You see, women don't actually want you to know by yourself or them, but at the same time, they want to know all about male and female nature. How ironic. Women aren't blind to their own humanity or ours, but they want us to be blind to ours and theirs. Their instinct is to blind men from their nature while at the same time making sure we're too busy being their lackeys and servants to have enough time to reflect on our own nature. Their instinct is to make us blind so they can win every time, in all aspects of life. But it was the internet, the first major change in communications in our species since the printing press and written languages before it were created, that meant they lost the ability to keep us blind from around the year 2007 to 2017. And then the censorship ramped up online once they figured things out. As Evan mentions, many men and even women have been under the control of the mass media, driving them to purchase things that they never would buy on their own, if they didn't see advertising. Most of us have been shown ads our entire lives, and it's getting hard to deprogram ourselves from consumerism. That was the first red pill I took when I was in university, and I was angry for years and depressed for a whole year or two after realizing the truth. That was also the time when Fight Club came out, and it also reinforced my anti-consumerist beliefs at the time. It's a pill I take for granted because I took it so long ago. But even consumerism is fighting for its life these days, as more than half of the people I know are already practicing cable cutting and have stopped watching television. About 40 to 50% of people online are also using ad blockers. When I'm on YouTube on my phone or computer through the Brave browser, I don't watch ads anymore. How are brands supposed to reach their customers if they can't get their eyeballs and ears to see the content? COVID has presented a great opportunity for them because many have deals with Costco, Walmart, and other big retailers to be the only ones selling certain products. Plus, many of the smaller retailers or specialty items had to lock down, and many didn't make it, even if they had specialty items. The big media has preferential placement with YouTube and are getting funding from gynocentric governments to keep spewing out their propaganda. Yet people have completely stopped watching their contents. The CBC News channel in Canada lost 75% of its traffic in the last 2 years. CNN has lost about the same in a year. Their propaganda news networks are dying. Joe Rogan now gets 70% of CNN's traffic alone. And even if they stop him, they can't stop the other content creators. Each one is like a tiny paper cut that destroys the mainstream narrative. But I don't want to talk about just mainstream media and consumer culture in this video. Both are dying fast. Part of the brilliance of MGTOW is that I was lucky enough to come around during the time from 2007 to 2017 when women still didn't clamp down on us. It was also the perfect Goldilocks zone for many of us with regards to demographics. Any older and many of us would have ended up blue-pilled MRAs. Any later and we would have ended up black-pilled incels. The left thinks that the black pill is better, but at least red-pilled MGTOWs would actually be up for pump and dumps and giving women occasional attention. The black pillars have realized the game is so bad that they aren't even going to bother working on their appearance to attract women anymore. Maybe women's blind spot is channels like Wheatfaffles these days that tells guys that aren't attractive not to bother working on themselves at all. The brilliance in that is that guys aren't going to boost GDP and are actually leading to worker shortages. But they aren't exactly shortages, they're worker awakenings. Workers are figuring out that the companies need them more than they need the companies. Why work for your job that isn't even keeping up with inflation? So you go work someplace else, or not at all. So people are constantly shifting around. We see hookup culture for sex, so why wouldn't we see hookup culture with employment, for people just jumping from one job to the next? As for the changes that happen between relationships as MGTOW spreads, the system is trying to censor that spread and prevent the awakening. For now, it seems to be all about censorship and community guidelines. But as I've said in previous videos, feminized democracies give way to tyranny. It's only a matter of time before freedom of speech is taken away and censorship is imposed on all citizens from the government level in the West. After all, the UK already has the meme police going around to make sure that no one is spreading nasty viral memes and ideas online. Just imagine an anti-bachelor police force going around asking you when you're getting married and applying a bachelor tax for some sort of ticketing system for single men. But until that happens, yes, MGTOW is brilliant because it's a decentralized network of men. It also kind of reminds you of the situation that happened in the late 90s and early 2000s with the music business. Record companies had to adopt to survive, so they began giving away their product on YouTube for ad revenue. That's like women giving away sex to get a commitment and attention, and that's like record companies giving you a taste of the product. Most men these days, if they can, will take part in hookup culture. But many MGTOWs can't be coaxed into it because we understand it. We are like the people that still use torrents and download MP3s, or we just rip the music right off of YouTube. Or we might download films from torrents too. But in today's instant world, Netflix makes it easy and convenient to only pay $20 a month and get tons of things to watch. As for traditional news content producers and women, they can't compete in a world where men can get the product for free or for a very nominal fee. There are plenty of dopamine fixes nowadays, and if they shut down one, you just move to another. Women, thanks to Tinder and social media, have upped their standards and have priced themselves out of the market for many men. Men are always being told to basically compete with other men instead of learning that it's all about women dividing and conquering us. Now we're also figuring out and refusing to compete in the sexual marketplace. Because of that, women will suffer, so what they'll do next is take over the government by making up the majority of politicians, and then raising taxes on single men. In fact, all men, to get what they want that way. But then men will just produce as little as possible, so there's nothing left to take. We win by doing nothing, the way that Evans Gate mentioned. The sad thing for many guys is that with their lives, it might take 2 or 3 decades of deep introspection before many of the truths that are revealed on MGTOW are revealed to them on their own. MGTOW philosophy, when you run into it, speeds up the process. That's why women in the consumer state want to censor MGTOW. Slow down that realization process until you're much older and your life has passed you by. With regards to MGTOW content becoming harder and harder to find, the women in elites don't actually want the blue pills to discover it. Most of the normies I talk to have no idea how to use torrents these days because it's difficult and no one is willing to teach them. Most of them don't even know such things exist. They're shocked to find out that you can download and watch anything. Most normie men would be shocked to learn that I've been able to go 5 years without sex in a relationship because I've done the mental work required to free myself from a woman's rump. Most guys will never go monk because it's too difficult, just like they're too lazy to use those torrents. Also, most people are too lazy to install an ad blocker, so therefore YouTube keeps on making money, although the Brave browser is gaining adoption very quickly. It's also a really brilliant idea on their part because it's paying you while at the same time demonetizing YouTube, as well as rewarding you, the content consumer, for avoiding brainwashing with cryptocurrency. We are witnessing the death throes of the gynocentric state-run media, so of course it's going to move to tyranny until the people resist and rebel against it. It's going to get even worse if central banks lose control of currency, and there's some sort of Bitcoin standard. At that point, they might force us to use CBDCs as a last alternative. What we see today might be tyranny light in only a few years. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that corporations want to smash into your mind that consumerism is the only way to live. And women want to smash into your mind that you can't live without smashing them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the governments, women, and corporations from trying to stop the brilliance of MGTOW way. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.